that's almost it. But this is actually the one, I think, of one of the most important parts of the day, because I said at the beginning that Parker Day looks at the radio feature past, present and future, and this is the future. Every year, the Centre for Broadcasting History Research, in association with the Charles Parker Archive Trust, awards a prize for the best student radio feature. This year the judges have been Simon Elms, of Documentaries and Features in London, and Miranda Sawyer, radio critic of The Observer, and Claire McGinn, who's deputy, who's a radio director, network editor in Bristol. And normally they argue for a long time about who's going to win the prize, but even though this year they all said the standard was higher and we had more entries than we've ever had before, little blood seems to have been spilt in coming to a decision about it, which is always a good sign. Simon Elms has put together a compendium of some of the remarks based on what the judges said of the winning piece. The winning piece is a piece of radio called A Long Commute. It's the story of immigrant land workers from Eastern Europe talking about life in England and back home. The judges praised the programme as a non-newsy, refreshing snapshot of lives we over-report but don't really know. This was a captivating piece of work, according to one. The witness in this piece was very attractive. The stories were touching and beautifully translated, commented another. And a third judge said of the piece, the pace was really excellent. It left me with a lot of pictures in my head and a much better understanding of the Latvians. A good sign, I feel. The translations of the original voices came in for much appreciative comment. Thank God, sighed one judge, they were a departure from more typical flat-voiced or worse, badly accented examples I'm used to hearing. I focused on what they said, not the way they said it. The use of effects and music was also much liked. I didn't want it to end. It was a real snapshot of other people's lives. I felt for the speakers. All in all, a very atmospheric piece of real radio. Now, the prize winner of this this award gets a work placement with BBC Radio Documentaries and Features in London, and also a cheque for £500, which is jointly funded by the Charles Parker Archive Trust and the Centre for Broadcasting History Research at Bournemouth University. And this year's recipient I'd like you to meet now is Matthew Rogers. And congratulations, Matthew. Well, we thought you'd like to hear the piece, and I've invited Matthew to maybe put it in context and say a few words.
First of all, I'd like to say thank you very much to everyone involved with administering the prize. It's really hard to imagine a greater honour than to have something that I've compiled to be associated with a name as noble as Charles Parker, and it's a fantastic, fantastic thing to have won. It's really made my spring, and I'm very pleased. In regards to the piece itself, I'm a third year broadcasting student in Falmouth, and we were given the project of seeking out a community of people or a person who could be seen as being marginalised in the local community, and this is what led me to do a piece about four migrant workers who I'm also incredibly grateful for talking to me and sharing their stories, and it's a group of people that none of the participants in the documentary spoke a word of English, so I travelled around with a translator and recorded them speaking and the translator speaking far enough away so that it wouldn't so the recordings wouldn't affect each other, and then I went home and listened to it and edited it. And I organised some. I didn't organise voice actors. I asked people who weren't actors to play the part. And one lady had a cold, and she said, "I can't do it, I've got a cold." I said, "No, you have to come in and do it anyway, because it's going to help." And I think it does. And I'm very grateful to them, everyone who's helped me with this project. It's a wonderful prize. Thank you very much.
Well, we'll now listen to Matthew's work, and University College Falmouth should be proud of him. This is a piece called A Long Commute.